You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, how do you recommend people reach out?
We have a website here at the radio station. It's mix100.com. Click on that. Find the Dom and Jeremy link up top. We also have a Facebook page, which we monitor and reply all throughout the show. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
This one actually came in through email. She says, no name, please. So I think we'll call her Claire.
All right.
Hey, boys, I'm 34 and I'm happily single. Now, we should probably emphasize that she starts off her note by saying that.
Okay.
She said, of course, do we always believe people when they say that?
She might have been crying when she wrote this.
Hey, boys, I'm 34 and I'm happily single. She may be. She might never want to be in a relationship. Anyway, back to her situation. She goes, I have a very good friend who's insisting that I let her set me up with a week of blind dates. She has proposed 6 straight days of coffee dates. So nothing fancy or complicated. She knows so many people and has been trying for years to set me up. She thinks this week of dates would jumpstart my love life after a year of the pandemic. And she put in parentheses, although I haven't been in any relationship in more than 5 years, so I can't really blame it on COVID.
Okay.
Fair enough. She's being honest. Then she writes something interesting. She goes, some people just hate to see other people single. And I don't know whether to do this or not. On one hand, it sounds fun, but on the other hand, it seems frightening. I love that word. What are your thoughts? No name, please. We'll call her Claire. Jeremy, happily single, but her friend wants to set her up 6
you need
days
a man.
In a row.
Jeez.
Bobby, Monday through Saturday,
jeez,
coffee dates.
Matchmaker, pump the brakes. I don't know. I mean, obviously, she's happily single, but I feel like there's a little tingle, a little sparkle in her eye because she's writing us about this, that she might want to do this. And I think she should. Don't do coffee dates, though. Like, get some free meals out of it. Like, say you'll do it if it's like lunch and dinner dates. If you're going to do it, go sit at a bar somewhere. You can still mingle at a bar and have a delicious meal. I want that instead of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not on board with the full meal. I think that's not a good idea, but something, yeah, if it's just a cocktail.
A heavy
at a bar,
appetizer.
Yeah, an appetizer is fine.
Some
or something
potato skins.
Sitting at a bar is fine, just not a meal.
Okay.
I think blind date meals are the worst. Mm. Blind date coffee or blind date appetizer and adult beverage at a bar.
All right.
Fine.
Boy, this
how
friend
do we feel
nosy,
about the fact
though.
That she's happily single, but her friend wants her to...
What's that all about?
She's right when she says some people... How'd she word that? Some people just hate to see other people single. She's right about that.
Well, that or is her friend happily with somebody, happily partnered, and maybe they're tired of going out with single Claire, who's the third wheel all the time, and she just wants Claire to have somebody to go hang out. So it's a little foursome, you know, going out. Because that gets weird. I have a friend who's single, and a lot of times, you know, Nicole and I will go out, and then we'll invite this person, and it's kind of like, you can't really talk about relationship thingies or, you know, kids or anything like that, because they don't have any of that. So it's kind of like they are the third wheel. So I can see where Claire's friend wants her to be with a man so they can go out and partay a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why she's doing it. That or she's super nosy, you know? She's one of those busybodies.
This is a 5 call says it all. I will tell you that on the surface of it, the 6 straight days of quickie little get-to-know-people blind dates, I think is kind of charming.
It's either going to go really well because she'll have like if the first couple go really well, I feel like it will continue for the rest of the week. But if she gets like 3 bad ones in a row... She's going to bail.
Maybe, but what
miserable.
Is it? It's an hour out of your life. And if you haven't been in a relationship for 5 years, you have stored up a lot of time that you can afford 6 hours in 1 week.
Maybe.
I think. I don't know. Maybe some of our listeners think this is a horrible idea.
What should she do?
303-691-1MIX. You should call us right now. Our lines are open, so the first ones in will be the first ones on. 303 691 1649. Or maybe you're somebody who loves setting your friends up and you've got a viewpoint from the other side. Like, you know, what Jeremy was talking about. Maybe she, you know, wants Claire to be able to enjoy a couple's night out or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think? Good idea, bad idea? Should Claire do it or run for the hills? She's 34, happily single, hasn't been in a relationship for many years. Now she's got a friend who wants to set her up on six straight days of coffee dates. She says nothing fancy or complicated. So like Monday through Saturday, each day going out with a different guy. And Claire's like, I don't know what to do about this. We have a lot of people writing in on this. Let me knock out a couple of them here. Kara says she should definitely do this. I did the same thing a few years ago where I went on a new date every day for 5 days. It was so fun. And here's the best part. My now husband was guy number two. So after meeting him, I went out with three other guys. And he knew at the time I was doing a week of dates. He told me later he was nervous that one of those last three guys would impress me more than he did. And then she put in parentheses, no chance of that.
Oh.
Sweet.
Goosebumps.
Now that's kind of funny. He knows like on Tuesday that she's going to be going out with some other guys on Wednesday, mm-hmm. Thursday, and Friday. And he's got to sit there and just kind of...
It's like the episode of The Bachelorette. The Bachelor, you know, she's going out with other guys.
Right.
Are they making out?
Leanne says, no, Claire should definitely not do this. Her friend is sticking her nose in where it doesn't belong. Offering to set someone up one time is nice, but forcing six people on her is controlling by this friend. She obviously has some other motive here. Claire, don't do it. What do you think the other motive is?
I don't know what the other motive is. It's got to be a couple's thing. That's the only thing I keep circling back to. Is that she wants to go out with another couple group.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe it is some sort of psychological thing by this friend just to... Is it like a power thing? I don't know.
Here's a... Carla wrote in, and it leads to another question I have. Carla says, nope, nope, nope. Way to put your friend in six horrible situations. Here's my question that Carla had, too. How does she even know these men? She could be putting her friend in a very bad situation. Hashtag stranger danger. No, no, no. And that's from Carla. But yeah, that does lead me to say, where does she know all these guys? And where's she picking them up at and just throwing them on her friend Carla? Does she just have six random single guys? Or
I don't know if I could take that approach, because then there would be no blind dates ever. I mean, if you have to already know someone before you go out with them.
No, well, how does her friend know all these guys? Where are they coming from?
It says she knows so many people, and she puts so in all caps. She knows so many people. Has been trying. So apparently she's trying to set her up.
You know people, but do you know no
people? She's not just going up to a guy in the produce section and tapping him on the shoulder and say, hey, you don't know me,
single?
But do you want to go out with my friend?
You have pretty eyes. You need to meet my friend.
Alan, here's a dude sounding off, says, as someone who loves setting up my friends, I say you've got to try it. Why be snobby about the whole thing? Go have fun. Yeah, I mean, really.
The fun factor is there.
It's something you can look back on later. Look at who was the Kara who talked about how her now husband was guy number two. I mean, you don't know what might come from
you
all
really
of this.
You really don't. Why are people so afraid? Even a friendship that might last a lifetime.
Well, you know, I hear your tone of voice,
but that's also true.
It is true.
Let me give you two more that rolled in on Facebook. Tanisha, it looks like. She says, girl, do it. I wish my friends would set me up. Free meals and drinks for 6 days? Count me in. If you're not going to do it, have your friend help me out. I've got my shots, and I'm ready to get down.
Good for
Tanisha.
You.
And then Matt brings it home, a typical jerk guy. He says, does Claire have some sort of weird face mole or something?
Okay.
And that's why she's worried about going
Shut
out?
Shut up, Matt. Jerk.
Matt, we don't know. She didn't include a picture. We don't have no idea.
It was just an email.
Okay, so thank you for writing in.